BBC News with Danielle Jałowiecka. President Trump says his administration is going to, in his words, de-escalate a little bit in Minneapolis following the deaths of two protesters at the hands of border agents this month. The new head of the immigration enforcement operation, Tom Homan, is replacing the Border Patrol chief, Greg Bovino, who's now expected to leave the city after widespread criticism, along with some of the 3,000 immigration agents who'd been deployed there. This woman was among crowds who demonstrated outside Mr. Bovino's hotel.
We're not letting him get out of here without letting him know how much we hate him and the absolute havoc and murder that he has wreaked on our state is unacceptable.
Mr. Trump denied it was a pullback, describing it as a little bit of a change. The former US President Joe Biden has spoken out about the immigration crackdown in Minneapolis, saying what's unfolded in the past month betrays Americans' most basic values. Carl Nassman has more from the city.
A trio there of former Democratic presidents, Joe Biden, just the latest one, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, also speaking out publicly very forcefully against what we've been seeing in the state here. It's not just Democrats, though, and that's important. It's also Republicans. We've seen in recent days some high-profile senators speaking out against the actions here, calling for an independent investigation into the shooting death of Alex Preddy.
Meanwhile, the Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem is facing increasing scrutiny following the fatal shootings in Minneapolis. Democratic House leaders have threatened to impeach her if President Trump doesn't fire her. The Republican Senator Tom Tillis said she was making the president look bad and should be out of a job. A man is in hospital after being shot by the US Border Patrol in Arizona. The circumstances of the incident were not immediately clear, but the Pima County Sheriff said his office was investigating together with the FBI and Border Protection. There's been no comment from the Department of Homeland Security. Officials in Ukraine say four people have been killed and four more are missing after a Russian drone attack on a passenger train in the Kharkiv region. President Zelensky said there could be no justification for killing civilians in a train carriage. From Kyiv, here's Sarah Rainsford.
The train was travelling east towards the Donbas region when two drones struck near the rails. Then a third drone hit a carriage directly, setting it on fire. Images from the scene show it smashed and in flames, and a soldier helping a group of passengers to safety from further down the train. This route is used by local residents, as well as soldiers heading home on leave from the front lines or their wives and girlfriends travelling east to see them. Ukraine's railways were always thought relatively safe, even in this all-out war, but not anymore.
You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. A French former senator has been jailed for 4 years for drugging an MP with the intention of sexually assaulting her. A court found that Joël Guerriau, who served as a senator for the centre-right Horizons Party, gave Sandrine Josso a glass of champagne spiked with ecstasy. Ms. Josso, who's become a campaigner against drug-facilitated sexual assault, said she'd gone to visit a friend but discovered an aggressor. Algeria's government has closed most schools for the next 2 days, with a major storm expected to last until Thursday. Unusually strong winds of up to 120 kilometres per hour are forecast in much of the country, including Algiers. The authorities have urged those in the affected regions to exercise extreme caution. Recent heavy rains in Tunisia killed at least 5 people. The British government has announced that hundreds of online AI training courses will be made available to every adult in the country. The courses have been designed by big tech companies and teach basic artificial intelligence skills, such as how to use AI tools to draft text. Zoe Kleinman reports.
Tech giants including Google and Microsoft have designed the AI skills training courses, some of which started rolling out last summer. There are about 600 different courses of varying lengths. Some take several hours, others just 20 minutes. Not all are free. 14 of those which don't cost anything are industry benchmarked. The government aims to reach 10 million workers by 2030. But AI tech is evolving rapidly, so these courses could date quite quickly.
The Canadian-American musician Neil Young has announced that he's giving the people of Greenland free access to his entire back catalogue. It's a symbolic gesture of solidarity amid Donald Trump's threats to annex the Danish territory. The 80-year-old music legend said he hoped his music could help ease some of the stress that Greenlanders were experiencing at the hands of the US government. BBC News.